Hey, Rebel Rouser. I'm Island Voivod. This is Star Wars 7x7. I'm coming at you from Wintrust Arena, home of the Blue Demons. So, it is actually snowing outside, which is rather insane. But I'm staying in here safe and warm. And I wanted to give my, quick update on The Mandalorian. So, if you're watching the live stream of The Mandalorian panel at Star Wars Celebration, they blacked it out twice, and it was more obvious on one of them than on the other one. So they blacked it out to show a behind-the-scenes reel for The Mandalorian. That was during the actual panel itself. And then the second time they blacked it out, they said, all right, let's say goodbye to everybody watching on the live stream. Bye-bye-bye. And then after they confirmed that the live stream was shut off, Jon Favreau said, do you want to see the real footage? And of course, everybody screamed like crazy. And so they played an actual scene from an episode of The Mandalorian. And then they played a sizzle reel for The Mandalorian. And after that was over, they said, hey, we don't have time to rewatch the whole scene again, but we'll play the sizzle reel thing one more time. And if you are quick enough, you can probably find it on YouTube before they play whack-a-mole on it, because it's there, but I'm sure it won't be for long. So, in behind-the-scenes reel, they had interviews and conversations with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni and Deborah Chow, who is one of the directors of the episodes, and also Rick Fukuyama, who is another director of one of the episodes, and Pedro Pascal, who is playing the title character, The Mandalorian, whose real name has not been revealed. He is just The Mandalorian. And the scene that they showed very briefly was of The Mandalorian on a very cold, snowy planet holding a little device that you don't necessarily find out what it is until later on in the second set of footage they showed. Walks into some, place, and there are aliens looking at him, and then they go into their conversation about The Mandalorian wanting to be, authentic and gritty and exciting and be able to, see it as a, brand new person without any knowledge of Star Wars and yet still be able to enjoy it even if you are deeply immersed in Star Wars. And let's see, what can I tell you about the actual footage? All right, so they showed a scene where the Mandalorian is in a bar, in a cantina, and Carl Weathers is there. Carl Weathers is playing a character named Greef Karga, roughly speaking. I actually had to see it written down to verify for sure. And he is a leader of a guild of bounty hunters. So he has organized a bunch of bounty hunters and is trying to help people, survive, basically. So he has a series of jobs that are, the information is on what they're calling pucks, and lays them out for the Mandalorian. There's, bail jumpers, and the Mandalorian wants to take them all, but Carl Weathers won't let him do it because he says, I got a lot of mouths to feed, basically. And the Mandalorian asks for what the highest one is, which is only 5,000. The Mandalorian says it's not enough for fuel these days. And so, of course, Carl Weathers says, well, there is one job, and you know how this goes. So, and it's supposed to be a, face-to-face meeting. There's no puck. There's no, transactional thing that keeps everybody apart. And there's just some chip and no other information about it. He has to go see the guy face-to-face. So Mandalorian takes it, and as he's walking down the street of whatever planet he's on, one of the first images you get of the street is of a street vendor grilling meat, and it's actually a Kowakian monkey lizard, as in Salacious B. Crumb. And the crowd erupted in applause at seeing that, and laughs, and sad that there was another monkey lizard alive in a cage nearby it, who is obviously going to be the next one getting grilled. So the Mandalorian goes down a an alleyway, knocks on a door. A little portal opens in the door, and if you remember the scene from Return of the Jedi, when 3PO and R2 end up at Jabba's palace, and the little thing comes out and goes, right? And the Mandalorian holds up the chip that he got from Carl Weathers, and the thing scans it and then goes back in its portal. The door opens. Suddenly you see stormtroopers inside, and not clean-looking stormtroopers, like dirty-looking stormtroopers. And there's a guy sitting at a desk, and it is Werner Herzog's character. So Werner is apparently some sort of, you know, personage of power in the Empire, or was at some point. He's actually wearing a medal that has the symbol of the Empire on it. And he's there to hire for a job. There's an asset that needs to be found. And the asset needs to be returned alive, or, as Werner Herzog says, if for some reason, you know, it's not alive, he, she, it is not alive, then proof of termination must be provided for a lower fee. There's a doctor whose name, I'm sorry, it flew by me, who is there. The doctor says this was not what we agreed to. And Werner Herzog says, I'm just acknowledging the, you know, the practicality of the situation. So, of course, the Mandalorian takes the job. He's given a thing that, you know, was shown, that little, like a little transponder kind of looking thing that had been shown in the behind the scenes footage. And you know, this was something that where there was only a certain amount of digits of information on the thing. Werner Herzog says, you know, somebody of, you know, your talents and skill should be able to track down the asset using this quickly enough. And so the Mandalorian leaves, and then it rolls into this little scissor reel where they show the Lucasfilm logo, and you see the Mandalorian in the bar, and he says, who's she, what's her business here? And that's referring to Gina Carano, whose character is named Cara Dune. And it immediately cuts to the two of them fighting outside what is presumably the same bar, knocking each other around and ultimately getting the drop on each other at the same time, pulling out blasters and pointing at each other's heads. And then you see a variety of montage scenes where, with voiceover from Werner Herzog's character, he talks about how things are, you know, not any better since the revolution, as he calls it. That says that the Empire has brought, you know, good things to every planet it touched. You get to see a different kind of stormtrooper that is some sort of flame trooper, and another actor in TIE fighter pilot's gear, and it's gonna, you know, I'm doing this so quickly, so I'm not able to tell you which actor it is. I'm so sorry, but I'll be able to tell you in the comments later. And he's saying, burn them out, instructing stormtroopers to start, you know, throwing flamethrowers at some building. You see all sorts of stormtrooper bodies littered on the ground around this place. So it's like, whatever is happening is bad. And Werner Herzog talks about how, you know, I don't see, you know, anything good. All I see is death and chaos. And Werner Herzog leaning into his personality, it is absolutely fantastic. You get to see the Razor Crest, which is the Mandalorian ship, flying around. You get to see another ship actually chasing it and firing on it. You get to see some guy pop out of a doorway shooting two blasters and having a little cannon on top of his shoulder also firing. You get to see IG-88 briefly in action, walking around and rotating around and shooting the heck out of everything. Mandalorian popping out of a doorway, shooting a stormtrooper that's right outside and shooting a bunch of stormtroopers, actually. So he has been described as a person of questionable moral character, so I guess he can be hired by former Imperials and also shoot Imperials at the same time, and it's not going to matter too much to him or to, you know, anyone hiring him, maybe, necessarily. And that is pretty much the major stuff. And the behind the scenes reel, they also showed biker scouts as well. They showed you know, model footage of his ship and a land speeder nearby it as well. But for now, I think that's going to do it for the brief update of the Mandalorian Blackout. Thank you so much for checking out this live stream. If you're checking it out on the replay, thank you for checking that out too. And if you just happen to be on Facebook catching this, but you'd rather catch the show elsewhere, you can look for sw7x7.com, which is home base for the Star Wars 7x7 show. YouTube is youtube.com/sw7x7. Facebook, obviously, facebook.com/sw7x7. Instagram is instagram.com/sw7x7, and Twitter is sw7x7podcast. And also, just search Star Wars 7x7 on any audio podcast outlet that you like, iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, you name it. I'm probably there. So thank you very much for tuning in. Have a wonderful celebration, and may the Force be with you wherever in the world you may be.